Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
It's a great day to continue our 10th anniversary celebration on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show, weaving together a mosaic of voices from the arts, politics, personal growth, and justice. How are you? Another crazy week in the rear view. We'll unpack a bit that historic $787.5 million settlement between Fox News and Dominion. But without the apology on air, is it really the same? We'll talk about that. GOP, by the way, Shane is dead and buried, probably in Mar-a-Lago. We'll talk about George Santos, of all people, filing for re-election. Earth Day is coming, as is Record Store Day, and I hope you paid your taxes. All of that, so much music to surround ourselves with, including your Forgotten 45s. They're in the mix, as are you, if you're listening live on Friday, April 21st. It's high noon out west, 2 p.m. Central, 3 o'clock here in the east. Our number in motion, 347-857-4505. Facebook page on the chat box available if you find yourself taking along for the live ride. And Twitter, of course, at 247-OASIS at AB Writes. It's all being held by the talented, ever-ready TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, MLA headquarters. Show, by the way, brought to you in part by Old Navy. Still time to spring forward for those great styles and savings at Old Navy. Also by Dunkin', America runs in Dunkin', and by PopNet. It's arts, culture, conversation, on air, online, up and running 24-7, featuring the Amy Beth Arkley Show and those robust roundtables where yours truly was in the midst of a couple of doozies. So we're hoping for no more bad news and lots of great music. Hey, thank you so much for joining us on the Amy Beth Arkley Show. Here we go.
Don't bring me bad news, no bad news. I don't need none of your bad news today. You're a sad little boy. Anyone could see you're just a sad little boy. That's why you're carrying on that way. Why don't you burn it all down? Burn your own house down. Burn your own house down. Try to cure your own disease. Leave the rest of us, there's a lot of us. Leave the rest of us who won't live in peace, to live in peace. I'm gonna find me a man, 11 so well, 11 so strong, 11 so slow. We're gonna go way beyond the walls of this. And we won't be afraid, we won't be afraid. And though the darkness may come our way, we won't be afraid to be alive anymore. We'll grow kindness in our hearts for all the strangers among us. Till there are no strangers anymore. Fear, I got nothing to lose. Can't have my fear. I'm not getting out of here alive. been handed. And the bird of peace is flying over, she's flying over and coming in for landing.
Democrat.
Hunter Biden's hard drive from hell.
Emily, we have
young investors
shooting it in this climate, and we
back,
end up in Florida
for leadership position
for the Republicans.
Again,
no,
come on, man. I'm the guy. I'm the guy. I'm the guy.
Fox News is an anti-American cancer, eating away at our country's soul.
What's up, guys?
Rupert Murdoch, billionaire propagandist who never assimilated American values. No respect for what it means to be an American. A dangerous oligarch.
Wave to the fake news media.
Murdoch's empire pays Trump propagandists and white supremacists like Tucker Carlson to attack America's military.
He's not just a pig, he's stupid.
That's our new information.
Well, I'm not surprised to hear it.
This isn't new. A powerful propagandist promoting hateful racial theories. We've seen this before. Who pays for Murdoch's attacks on America? It might be you. If your TV service carries Fox News, your monthly fees go to support Murdoch's hate. Call your TV service and tell them to drop Fox News. It's how we fight back.
pay your taxes, you'll be paying them back with interest. The Hollies for Johnny Fever saying over on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show, hope you paid your taxes. Uh-oh, right? And secondhand faux news fumes from Fleetwood Mac. Special shout-out to Claudia in the PopNet chat box. Love playing with you guys in real time, and thank you so much for your kind words. Really appreciate it. Warning words about Fox News and their anti-American stance. I guess what we could do is try to fight back and contact your cable company to cancel them. Don't know if it will work, but you know what? You got to try sometimes, as they say. I just heard the news, that one from Steely Dan, what a classic, and a great song from John Wesley Harding, Kill the Messenger. Patty Griffin, too. No bad news. No bad news, indeed. We don't need that. We don't. We can take a dissect the news. Let's not have any bad news. Patty Griffin, by the way, in case you're interested, has a big spring and summer tour dates this country and abroad as well, so check your local listings, as they say. And check in with us on this Friday, April 21st edition of the Freeform Hoopla Deal. At give us a call, 347-857-4505 if you're listening live. A Facebook page, PopNet chat box for all the live writers, and Twitter, a 24/7 proposition at AB Writes. They're ready to go. Trudy and Aurora in the booth, and I love it when you guys play with us in real time. We're juggling the schedule to accommodate my various appearances on PopNet, Arch Radio Network, Podstream, etc. And we do send out those social media missives. If you miss them, you know the podcasts are there. A lot of folks chiming in about the Fox News situation. Chris on the PopNet chat box says, listen, Fox News is going to pay a big, hefty fine, and that's just the cost of doing business for them. Rupert Murdoch knows it. He doesn't care because their listeners and their viewers don't care either. That's the question I've been saying all along, Chris. Do they really care? I mean, I know a lot of people are making much of the fact that they paid a big payout, but they didn't have to come on the air with an apology and a retraction. But you know what? I'm not sure if their viewers would care. I don't know. We'll have to see what happens with the Smartmatic case, another voting machine company, a smaller company, but they have a bigger bounty. They're looking for $2 billion. We'll see what happens, of course, in the negotiations. But they say, at least right now, that they're going to demand an on-air apology and retraction, like every hour on the hour kind of thing. I'm not so sure that's going to happen. And, of course, the lawyers for the companies are doing the right thing by their clients. The question is it right for democracy? But the other question, as Chris alluded to, what I've been saying all week is I'm not so sure they care. The viewers want to be spoon-fed this propaganda, which to me is nuts, but go figure, as they say. Everybody else chiming in here, Mason says, it goes without saying that Fox News is not news at all. It's pure propaganda. They're geared to an audience of ignorant fools who want to be spoon-fed this kind of drivel. Leon says they should have to go on the air and apologize and retract all their lies every hour on the hour. That means Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, the whole bunch of them. Yeah, well, we'll see. They should, but it doesn't mean they're going to do it. Carrie says, looks like there'll be some firing. Heads will roll. Rupert Murdoch is already going to chop off Bodoromo and Jeanine Pirro. Not so sure that's going to happen. That was speculated. I saw that yesterday, some articles going around. But that was a speculation. That was a theory floated around by Dylan Byers, who was one of the founders of Punchbowl Media. He asserts that he thinks that's going to happen. But then he kind of walks it back and says, well, maybe we'll just give him a strong talking to. So we'll believe it when we see it and we hear it, if that will happen. And I don't know if that's going to save anything, because as we said, people want to be spoon-fed this nonsense. Go figure. It does not make sense. I do say one thing. Shame in the GOP has been dead and buried long ago. Start digging in Mar-a-Lago. You might find Lindsey Graham's soul. You might find Donald Trump's military school transcripts. You might find Ted Cruz's heart. I don't know what you're going to find when it comes to, maybe Kevin McCarthy's spine is out there too. When it comes to George Santos, the guy has no shame. He is being investigated by the Ethics Committee in Congress. He was booted off his committees. He pretty much does nothing except float around the halls of Congress and avoid direct contact with reporters. but he has filed paperwork for his 2024 reelection bid. McCarthy, they asked him about, will he support him, and he just said, we'll see who else is filing. McCarthy, of course, busy trying to doctor up the debt ceiling situation. But George Santos, he knows no shame.
George Santos, nobody even knows. Got evicted, then got rich for leftover paper trail. Volleyball, left for roots, then graduated NYU at 9/11. Killed your mom while she was in Brazil. Jewish but Catholic, you embellish this a bit. So sad, loved ones lost in the Pulse and Holocaust. Such a pretty drag queen, Harper City Ponzi scheme, Goldman Sachs and City Group hired you but did not.
You're such a fucking liar. So much truth got twisted, we can't even list it. You're such a fucking liar.
Republican liar. Named George Clarence as president and Paul's revulsion.
Walking down Fifth Avenue, mugged by man who stole your shoes. Still there's no police report that matches that clock. Horace Mann, preppy school, has no memory of you. Stole a whole GoFundMe for a homeless vet star. Stop to see you making deals, all your real estate's unreal. Fact check, by the time still McCarthy doesn't mind. Need your vote, he's a boss, it's no problem breaking laws. Power hungry, run by greed, welcome to the GOP.
You're such a fucking liar. So much truth got twisted, we can't even list it. You're such a fucking liar. If George Santos says it, then it must be bullshit. You're such a fucking liar. So much truth got twisted, we can't even list it. You're such a fucking liar. If George Santos says it, then it must be bullshit.
More scrutiny for the Republican congressman-elect already under fire for lying about his education, work history, Jewish heritage, and claims that his grandparents survived the Holocaust. Now there are questions about whether George Santos lied about his own mother's death.
They found tweets where he claimed to be half black and half Caucasian.
He's facing renewed fraud charges in Brazil. He's accused of paying for items using a stolen checkbook. He's a compulsive liar.
I'm George Santos, and I have only one thing to say.
I'm half black, I'm a Jew, I graduated from Baruch. My grandpa fled a war, the wave is even more. I invented root beer float, I'm the guy from Quaker Oats. And that's not even all the stuff I am. I'm Chinese from Belize, and my hair is made of beads. I'm a devil. None of these are lies. New York Marathon, I ran it. I may put on Idol's Planet. I sweat it on both of my mother's graves.
I'm George Santos, and I paid for this ad with a checkbook stolen in Brazil.
Lies, lies. You're telling me that you'll be true. That's all I ever get from you. Cheers, cheers, I get a million cheers for you. Cheers, cheers, and now you're loving someone new.
Someday you're gonna be the only one that you won't have.
cousin Billy would take me walking out through the backyard. We go walking, then he look into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was, he was, yes, he was. Everything is alright. He kissed and tell me everything's alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. Looking to see how much we've grown, and the only one who could ever reach me.
just a dream. That was just a dream. That's me in the corner. That's me in the spotlight. Losing my religion. Trying to keep up with you. And I don't know if I can do it. Oh no, I said too much. I haven't said.
I'm Amy Beth Arkley Show, winking and not going out to Sean and Bryn. Thanks for the kind words and tagging along for the live ride. And beauty from Dusty Springfield, son of a preacher man. Dusty would have celebrated her 84th birthday on April 16th. And a pair from the Poke Fun at George Santos archives, The Late Show Having Some Fun, and the founders saying an instant classic, George Santos is an effing liar, as the congressman from Long Island actually has the audacity to file suit, file paperwork for a re-election bid in 2024. Right on the eve of when the DOJ has apparently called on the FEC to stand down in their investigation because there's a full-throttle Justice Department investigation going on with Santos's alleged financial crimes. Ouch. Meanwhile, well, hey, listen, his idol Donald Trump has 34 felony counts against him in an indictment in New York and more justice shoes to drop, we suspect, from Georgia and the DOJ, so who knows. But Santos, by the way, said his conscience is clear as he makes his bid for re-election. What conscience, we have to ask. Twitter, if you're right, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, pop in the chat box. And what's with the quick triggered justice that's going on in this country? I mean, guns are out of control. There are more guns than people in this country, and most people don't own guns, which means the people that do own arsenals. It's just scary. But all of these incidents, and my heart, you know, breaks for that young woman that was killed in upstate New York, and, of course, the young kid Ralph Jarl in Missouri who was just picking up his brother's, rang the wrong doorbell, had the audacity to ring the wrong doorbell, and this 84-year-old guy comes out and shoots him. Thank goodness it looks like he's going to make a full recovery. We hope so. I mean, the whole country's prayers are on that young man, and I hope he does. And my heart pulls for this kid. He reminds me so much of my nephew, who is around the same age, also plays in the marching band, also wants to go into engineering. And it's just sad, you know, but for the fact that this is a young black kid that seemed to be racially motivated in terms of this 84-year-old man who, according to his own grandfather, was radicalized and paranoid and fearful and very swept up into the whole racism that is spewed out of places like Fox News on a daily basis. But again, if you're frightened, and I can't justify the racism, but if you have it and you're fearful for whatever reason, stay in your house. You don't have to open your door. People have come to the door before where you just ignore it and let them go away. What would he have done? Probably had his cell phone, I don't know, would have called his mom or his brothers and said, hey, I'm here, what's going on, or gone to another door. But he wasn't going to break into a house, and that's nuts. And, of course, not all the cases are racially motivated. You have a case in upstate New York with a young woman who was in a car with friends. They pulled into the wrong driveway upstate New York looking around for a friend's house, pulled out of the driveway, and the guy in the house shot him with a shotgun. And, unfortunately, this young woman, who was, I think, 20, 22 years old, was killed. So he's going to jail for life. There's no excuse for that. How do you say you're standing your ground when people are pulling out of your driveway? How many times have you done that, make a U-E when you're in the wrong place? And the other case that I find shocking, which I've done this, gone to the wrong car. This young Texas teenager in a cheerleading outfit was shot when she went to the wrong car and I guess tried to open the door, thought it was her car, and they shot her. I mean, no questions asked. This happened to me years ago when I was in graduate school up in Massachusetts. I had one of those little Plymouth Horizons that were this cute car of the day, I guess. A lot of people had a little red car. I went in Amherst, Massachusetts, opened the door. I don't remember. In my mind, I think I sat in the car and tried it, but I'm not sure if that's true, if I even put the ignition, or I just realized once I opened the door that it wasn't my car because it was a black interior. Mine was a gray interior, and my car was a row or two over. A lot of people had those cars back then. No one was around. The owner wasn't there with a shotgun. I would never guess that if I felt embarrassed and silly. I was like, oh, my God, this is the wrong car. But it never occurred to me that I would be in mortal danger should I find myself, even if the owner was there and came up to me and said, hey, this is my car. I mean, it's craziness. Don't people talk to each other anymore and say, hey, listen, you're making a mistake here. People make mistakes all the time. You shouldn't be shot for them. And now they're not all racially motivated. Certainly the Ralph Jarl situation was. But thank God it looks like he's going to make a full recovery, we hope. His mom's a nurse. His aunt is a physical therapist. So he's got a road to hoe, but it looks like he's going to be okay. And he got a call from the president. Said he wants to go study chemical engineering at Texas A&M, I think he said. And Biden was already trying to convince him to go to the University of Delaware. But supposedly there were offers from other places now. Yale has chimed in. They're offering him a scholarship and so forth. So hopefully the young man has a bright future and will be okay. We're all pulling for you, Ralph, for sure. But craziness. Now, the guy, this was it Fester, Andrew Fester? Is that the guy's name? Lester, Andrew Lester. His grandson was on TV yesterday saying that he's radicalized by Fox News and other things. He just sits in his chair and watches and consumes this stuff, worked up into a racist, paranoid frenzy. Again, can't condone that frenzy. It's horrible, but if you're in that state, don't open the door. And if you're that scared, call the police. You're in your house. You're already in your house. You don't have to open the door and kill somebody who's standing outside your house. Just crazy. Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box. What say you on the Fox News thing? Callie says, you're right, they probably don't care. The viewers want to hear what they want to hear and see what they want to see, and that's why they tell the lies and sell it big time, and it works. Yeah, I guess so, and I guess it's the cost of doing business as far as Murdoch's concerned. He just writes the check. Penton says, it's like Succession, only Murdoch is still around doing damage. Okay, let's not give spoilers in case people haven't watched. As for George Santos, he is a crook. He's a jerk. But look at who he followed. Trump should go down with the ship, too, and Jim Jordan, a whole bunch of them. So says Tintin. Well, agree with you on all of the affronts, but mercy, mercy me. When will the GOP wake up? Hey, by the way, Earth Day is tomorrow. What are you doing for the climate? Nothing from the GOP, that's for sure.
Whoa, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. Whoa, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be now. Oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. Our things ain't what they used to be. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby by the night. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more be you from man? Mercy, can't you stand?
have I been sleeping? I've been so still, afraid of crumbling. Have I been careless, dismissing all the distant rumblings? Take me where I am supposed to be, to comprehend the things that I can't see. 'Cause I need to move, I need to wake up, and as a child, I danced like it was 1999. My dreams were wild. The promise of this new world would be mine. Now I am throwing off the carelessness of you to listen to an inconvenient
last night. I heard the screen door slam, and
what you've got till it's gone. We paid paradise, put up a parking lot. I just don't, it always seem to go. But you don't know what you've got till it's gone. We paid paradise, put up a parking lot. We paid paradise, put up a parking lot.
A parking lot.
Babe in Paradise put up that parking lot. The great Joni Mitchell on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show with Big Yellow Taxi. If you haven't seen it yet, look for it on YouTube. Download it. Find it. That great tribute to Joni Mitchell winning the Gershwin Prize last month. And what great performances from a whole slew of folks, including Joni herself. Check it out if you have that chance. And speaking of the environment, it is Earth Day tomorrow, and we heard from Melissa Etheridge, and I Need to Wake Up from the Oscar-winning song from the Oscar-winning documentary, Inconvenient Truth, which was so prescient and so warning, and we're in the midst of it now. Let's see what we can do about our own fate here and our own carbon footprint, if you know what I'm saying. Mercy, Mercy Me, of course, the ecology from Marvin Gaye. Talk about a prescient song way back when in the early 70s. We're working on it. Earth Day's been around since then, but we got a long road to hoe, and it doesn't help when folks call climate change and the situation we're in a hoax. Dire times mean dire practices, things to solutions. We have to work on it for sure. It is the end of that Darkly Show. Weigh in anything, everything on your mind. Twitter, AB Wright. Phone line 347-857-4505. Facebook page, button and chat box. The latter three for those taking along for the live April 21st ride. And loving doing it for you, as you well know. Some folks chiming in on Ron DeSantis. He's off to a horrible start. I don't think it's going to happen. Yeah, I think he may wind up being. Oh, that's sorry. That goes to Hinian. Thank you so much for chiming in. I think Hinian, he may be the Scott Walker of the new crop of folks. You know, it's he's stopped before he starts. He just can't seem to get off the ground. My question, though, is his political calculus, he seems to be tone deaf. Although he won a pretty substantial reelection bid just a little while ago, so some people were voting for him, but he's some of the things he does and the stands for and this abortion bill that he signed in the late in the cover of night made no big fanfare because he knew it wasn't going to go over well. A 6-week restriction on abortions is crazy, and most folks, including Republicans, don't want it. So isn't it out of step with politics to do that? I mean, if you're catering to a right-wing base which can't get you elected in the general, I don't understand it. On the other hand, he did win the general, so there's something about him that some Floridians like or did like. I don't know how long that will last. His war with Disney is outrageous, and that does not sit with a lot of people, and it also seems anti-Republican. But who knows? I do know if they try to rig the race and we have more of a slouching towards authoritarianism, which is what they're after, to try to box people out from voting, that is where we're headed, and that's going to be scary stuff. So we have to stay vigilant and vote blue no matter who and mobilize and register folks to vote and make sure we stand up for the voting rights so that votes are not only suppressed but also not subverted. And that's the problem that we saw in 2020 and see it inching our way. Thank goodness that we had a lot of we held back, at least in 2022, a lot of those election deniers from taking spots in governor's races and particularly the Secretary of State races in the states that will be very critical and crucial in the 2024 race, which we already saw. We see buzzing about. We'll see what transforms. Who else is in the mix on the GOP side? Tim Scott throwing his hat into the ring, maybe. He's got a sunnier disposition, of course, but he also has very conservative, ultra-conservative views. And that could be dangerous. On the Democratic side, you know, we have Biden, who is going to come next week, supposedly, to announce his reelection bid. We have John Robert F. Kennedy Jr., anti-vax wacko, not going anywhere. And Marianne Williamson, of course, the self-help guru, author, good lady, but has no business running in politics. So far, we'll see how that all shakes out. So Biden's got to be our guy. We have to mobilize around him and force for the changes that we can get. And you know, what's happening, so much erosion in terms of trust in this country. Look at the Supreme Court with Clarence Thomas and his shenanigans. Should he resign? What he has done, what he's accused of doing, what he hasn't done in terms of putting forth his transparency regarding his paperwork and how much in the pocket he is to this GOP bazillionaire and everything that this guy has done for him. Compare that to the 1969 resignation of Supreme Court Justice Abe Fortas, who accepted $20,000 from a foundation, returned it, and then had to resign, and he was called to resign, pressured to resign by both Democrats and Republicans. And he was appointed by a Democrat, Lyndon Johnson. Nixon was in the White House at the time, so his replacement was appointed by Nixon. It was a little different back then, though. I mean, it wasn't as political because you didn't always know where they were going. I mean, certainly they had some proclivities in the direction of the person that was appointing them, I suppose, but it wasn't as much of a litmus test, and they didn't have the Federalist Society coming up with their list like they did, like they have, and they sacked the court where we're at now. So we're in a lot more trouble. And the whole abortion issue, we talked a little bit about this last time and certainly a lot this week on other outlets, on the abortion drug that is now being up in the air. Supreme Court tonight they're supposed to rule, so it's probably not going to go our way. We're really rolling things back. It's just not good for women in this country, not good for democracy, and not good for individual rights, and that's what we should be standing for regardless of what our policies are. Or I should say our parties, our party affiliations are. It's just craziness, if you ask me. Twitter, AB Rights, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box, also available. I want to do give a shout-out to Audrey in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, who is the recipient of our Inspiration to Action Challenge shout-out today. She says, thanks for the push. I have been working hard, writing with a full head of steam now because the challenge gave me the right nudge at the right time. You do have to work at it, though. Exactly, Audrey. I know you got to work at it, and sometimes it feels lonely, but keep us posted because we're all connected and we're all rooting for you. Please let us know how you're doing. Inspiration to Action, if it's worked for you, I'd love to give you a shout-out. You deserve it. You're also pushing other folks on. And if you need to push in the right direction, let's start their creativity coaching, counseling conversation. First one, always on me. Give me a few weeks to connect. Please reach out via the website. It's amy.arkawi, A-R-K-A-W-I.com. Easy access. See the Twitter feed. Hey, while you're there, peruse my stories. The award-winning Eliza Gordon Mysteries are available. And Murder, She Tweets, the third in that series, is featured on Amazon as a mysterious weekend read. So check it out if you can. All available from Cozy Cat Press for ebook and paperback. Other goodies are available, too. And, yes, you can chime in with guest suggestions, big story, forgotten 45 requests. And we have links to the podcast, social media connections, too. It's a one-stop creative shop at the website, amybetharkowi.com. Happy to have you with us. Hey, tomorrow, by the way, before we go, is Record Store Day, and I may be doing something with that. Not on this show, but a venue, actual live venue for record stores, because they're hard to find now. When I was a kid, there were a couple within, you know, stone's throw of each other. Much harder to find them these days, but there are some out there, and there's certainly some new releases and vinyl, et cetera, is becoming re-embraced. So if you have a record store in your neighborhood, or you can get to one, you might want to check it out. The old days was just so much fun, tooling around the record stores. Anybody have anything on that? Weigh in before we get out of here. Love Record Store Day. Used to love going to the record store all the time, says Gordo. Like you said, not too many in the neighborhood. Yeah, not too many in my neighborhood either, but you can find them. Look for them if you can. They're kind of making a comeback, like bookstores, and people like the real feel of touching the real stuff, the real vinyl, and hanging out with folks who are in the know and want to be there. So we'll leave you with a couple as we rev ourselves up for Record Store Day. Hank Burnett and a couple of others coming up. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you to Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML headquarters from TCS. And thank you, Drive Safe, Play Nice, Dream Big. Come back and see us, won't you? On the Amy Beth Arkowi Show, you know I love you all. Happy Record Store Day. Happy Earth Day.
I got a dusty old pile of vinyl records sitting on my floor. I've played each one of them over and over dozens of times more. All I've got is a beat up chair, a mattress, a fork, another to spare, and that dusty old pile of records on my floor. I got Willie Waylon and Woody Guthrie, Jimmy Buffalo, I love it, and the Bobby Gentry, Jerry Jeff, Bob Dylan, Donnie Fred, the Dead, and the Doors, Patsy Cline, John Prine, and more. I got Jackson Brown, Towns, Van Zandt, Dutton, Leonard Skinner, Harry Chapin, Cock Park, Van Halen, got Aretha, Chris Keith, Sykes, and Country Joe, and his singing with the fish, you know. I got Emmy Lou, U2, and Arlo, James Taylor, Jimmy Rogers, Hank Williams, Mojo Nixon, Hendrix Haggard, and a whole lot more. In that dusty old pile of vinyl records I got sitting on my floor. One time in San Francisco, I was standing in an airport. I had to jump on the plane and I leave all my clothes behind. But I got a Willie Waylon and a Woody Guthrie, Jimmy Buffett, I love it, and a Bobby Gentry, Jerry Jeff, Bob Dylan, Donnie Fritz, Dead in the Doors, Patsy Cline, John Prine, and more. I got Jackson Brown, Towns, Van Zandt, Zeppelin, Leonard Skinner, Harry Chapin, Cock Park, Van Halen, Rita, Chris, Keith Sykes, and Country Joe, and he was playing with the fish, you know. I got Emmy Lou, U2, and Arlo, James Taylor, Jimmy Rogers, Hank Williams, and Mojo Nixon, Hendrix Haggard, and a whole. I got all the Booker T, Tom T, Hawes, Bobby Bear, Belafonte, and the New York Dolls, Billy Joe, Jimmy Crochet, Kiss Crosby, Stills, and Nash, John June, and the Roseanne Cash. I got Forbert, Primo, Stevie Ray, Deepers, Yardbird, Sam and Dave, and it's just some of y'all might have guessed already. I got piles and piles and piles of Tom Petty in that dusty old pile of vinyl records I got sitting on my floor.
Mind over, mind over, mind over matter.
Now you can get every record ever recorded. Yes, in this one-time-only mixed bag special, every record ever recorded. From the same people who brought you hits of 51, 52, Hungarian love songs, songs that begin with the letter P, every possible combination. Every record ever recorded. We mean literally that. Every record ever recorded since recording began. We drive a truck to your house and deliver every single record ever recorded. You get classical. Ich habe genug, Cantata 82 by Bach.
Ich habe genug.
Johnny Cash, I Walk the Line. Lithuanian language records.
Sesu, yes. Sesu, yes. Sesu. Chances are
I want to know. Yes, every record ever recorded. Plus, if you act now, an ice crusher. How do you do? My name is Conrad Jarvis, and I've been dead for 6 years. But this record offer is so spectacular, I had to come back to tell you about it.
Robert Earl is a friend of mine, you know. He's always looking after my best interest. He told me, Lifey, you need to get some action and get your head back in line. You need to get out on your own, boy. This hanging around has got to stop. Get out on your own, boy. Take a little trip to the record shop. I said, the record shop, but Robert, I don't need no records. Just smile. You said what you need is a record lady.
Record lady.
Record lady.
Record lady.
She got the cutest little cartridge that you ever seen. She's a phonographic dream. Well, I didn't waste no time about it. I put on my coat and shoes. I packed up my old rocking chair and I left them hell on Church Street Blues. And I went down to the record shop. What else could I do?
She was 5'1¾". But Lord, she claimed she was 5'2". And she looked at me with her big green eyes. She said, "Can I help you find something?" I said, "What you got on special?" Record lady,
record lady,
record lady,
record lady, record lady.
She got the cutest little cartridge that you ever seen. She's a phonographic dream. We're acting very sophisticated. I began to browse around. I walked up to the record lady and I said, "I sure do like what I have found. For it would be so beautiful, please come away with me. We could run down to Istanbul, maybe even a gay berry." And she looked at me with her big green eyes. She said, "Can I help you find something?" I said, "What you got on special?" Record lady,
record lady,
record lady,
record lady.
She got the cutest little cartridge that you ever seen. She's a phonographic dream, a phonographic dream. But one day, you know, I will see my phonographic fantasy in sweet fulfillment to the last detail down in Acapulco or even somewhere else. Just her and me together the whole day long, and her and me